Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, man, coming up in about 20 minutes or less. A lot of scouts didn't like Caleb Williams. They thought he was a pain in the arse. And what came out this week, maybe they were right. We'll talk about it. Right now, though, it's our weekly visit, a few minutes late with our man, two-time Super Bowl winner, an all-around great guy with a great podcast, All Things Covered, with his buddy Patrick Peterson. It's our man, Bryant McFadden, joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Our man, Abe, is in for Carl on Dukes and Bell this week. Hey, B, stupid question. Maybe not. When the schedule came out, I mean, did you ever look at it as a player and go, yeah, I'm going to eat there, or, oh, I'm going to party at that city, or stuff like that?
Well, you know, playing with the Steelers, we always did things the professional way, right? So it wasn't about partying. I think most importantly for us back in, you know, the era when I was playing, we wanted to know when would we start our divisional slate, you know what I mean? Because, of course, winning games in your division is overly important if you have playoff aspirations. Number two, when is the bye? Is there an early bye? You know, is it a middle of the season type of thing? That was very, very important. And now you have to factor in with the international slate of games being intensified, you know, are you playing out of the country? And if you are, how many times are you playing out of the country? So those are things that usually players look at when the schedule is released, and that's usually been a common theme throughout the league.
Hey, you mentioned a bye there, B-Mac, and it's week five for the Atlanta Falcons, and most of us look at it and say, man, that's a tough draw. Super early, you have an international game that's in Europe that you don't have a week off after. What would be your preferred bye week when playing, and then how much as a player does West Coast travel or international travel really impact you week to week?
I would prefer a November bye, because to your point, like with Atlanta, having the bye week after week four, I mean, you're still fresh. You're still trying to get acclimated to the NFL season. I mean, you're still in the month of September, for God's sake. And then, bam, you have a bye week. So preferably speaking, give me, you know, that November-ish timing to have the bye. Now, when we used to travel from east to west when I played with the Steelers, it wasn't that big of a deal, honestly. Right. Because, you know, depending on where you're going, it's anywhere between a 4 to 5 hour drive. And for us, you know, we used to partake in card games from the time we leave the ground to the time we land, and it only felt like we was actually in the air for an hour and a half. So those games from on the West Coast for us, it never was that big of an issue. I think it's more of an issue, guys, for teams that are traveling from west to east,
right,
because of the significant time change and trying to get acclimated to the time zone difference and things like that.
B-Mac is with us, guys. This hour of the show is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Bryant, you retired, I think it was 2 years before the Steelers went over to Europe. They've done it a few times since. But I mean, when you talk to guys around the league, fans, you know, for some, if it's you hate losing a home game, but do players hate the hassle of having to go over to Europe?
The biggest hassle, from what I've gathered with some of the conversations that I've had with current players and guys that have retired and played overseas, the travel coming back, especially if you're nursing some type of ailment, you know, an injury, you know, a sprained ankle, a bruised knee, you know, just being in the airplane for such an extended period of time, being uncomfortable, that's very, very difficult. I remember, guys, when I broke my arm. I think it was my fourth year. And we played Cincinnati. Now, granted, Cincinnati to Pittsburgh is not a long commute at all. But I remember how difficult it was for me to be on the plane, be in the air for what, literally maybe an hour,
right,
just dealing with that pain from a broken arm. So just imagine for guys that play overseas, you know how physical the game is, and you have to travel back to the country with some type of injury, a broken arm, a broken ankle. That's difficult. That's difficult. So those are the things that really, you know, bothers players in terms of the injury and how difficult it can be when you got to make that long travel back home.
Brian McFadden joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline on Dukes of Bell. It's Abe in for Carl along with Mike Bell. Hey, I obviously overlook things or probably overreact to things like the Falcons being given five primetime games. But for me as a fan, I try and gauge what that means the league feels this team is going to be. And that tells me they think they're going to be competitive. They're going to be fun to watch. Do you ever read that the same way?
Yes. It's two things I would like to add to that as well, Abe. They believe the Falcons will be more competitive, but they also believe the Falcons have a guy quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at, think about it. When you look at when the Falcons were not primetime games, when they didn't have primetime opportunities, you didn't have a quarterback. Now you have an up-and-coming guy who many believe is the potentially could be the next great one at quarterback, and people want to see him lead the Falcons. Look at throughout the entire landscape of the NFL. Teams that have quarterbacks or teams that people believe have a guy at the quarterback position, they're on primetime stages.
Right.
So it's no different. It's no different now with Atlanta with Michael Durag Penix being QB1. People believe he has an opportunity to be great, and he showed flashes here or there in that small sample size. But now with him being the QB1 to start the season, yes, the expectations are pretty high for him, and that's why they're on the primetime stage more so than what we've seen in years past.
I know that we're 7.5 as far as our win total from Vegas. We're still 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. So we've got some work to do, and the schedule, it's tough, man. It's a tough – we got a lot of playoff-caliber teams, and as you know, B, there's always some teams which are, you know, rising, which maybe you weren't anticipating. How hard do you think it's going to be for this defense to immediately get some traction with these new guys? How quickly do you think Jalen Walker – and, of course, Pierce is more of a wild card. What's realistic expectation, I guess, is the question for Falcon fans with the defense?
Well, you know what? The issue, the bright spot for both Walker and Pierce – into what they're walking into, anything positive people are going to rave about because it's been such a lackluster effort in terms of sacking quarterbacks and putting pressure on quarterbacks that the bare minimum is going to get fans fired up. Right. You know what I mean? Because you guys haven't had that type of success from an individual in quite some time, right? The last double-digit sack guy for Atlanta was Vic Beasley.
Mm.
Think about how long ago that was. Was 2016?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
All right. When was the last time Atlanta had a guy on the defensive side to have more than 6.5 sacks? It's been a long time since that happened.
Oh yeah.
So that's the bare minimum. That's the number right now. So if you're Pierce, if you just fall in about 4 sacks and find a way to get an extra 3, I mean, people are raving about that. The same can be said for Walker. So the bar is very, very low. I'll say that. And fans, you know, I'm not lying in terms of sacking the quarterback and putting consistent pressure on quarterbacks. You haven't seen that consistently in Atlanta. So the bar is very, very low. And if you're a 3-year-old, you can jump over that bar as low as it is.
B-Mac, I'm going to try and force you into hot take here, see if we can go viral. The Colts schedule release video. Do you think their portrayal of Tyreek Hill and the Coast Guard crossed the line?
No, because we don't necessarily know it was Tyreek Hill. It was a Dolphin that was wearing Tyreek Hill's jersey.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
It wasn't technically Tyreek Hill.
Right.
But I do believe the Colts are trying to be a little petty. And and you know what, guys? We live in a world now that if you're being petty, own up to it.
Right.
Don't own up to it. Yeah. Uh-huh. We were being petty. And that's what it – because why didn't they have Tua Tagovailoa's jersey on the Dolphin? Why didn't they have probably not Devon Achane, but maybe Jalen Waddle. They went Tyreek Hill on a Dolphin, and the Coast Guard arrested the Dolphin. Why is the Coast Guard arresting the Dolphin anyway?
He was questioning the Dolphin. Please, get it straight. He was questioning the Dolphin.
Yes, questioning. So he didn't actually arrest the Dolphin, but he just questioned the Dolphin. Why is the Coast Guard questioning the Dolphin anyway? But you know what? That's the world we live in, man. It's a lot of pettiness going on. And that's what makes the game of football so fun to watch because you got a lot of people that don't like each other, or they don't like each other for a particular week. You know what I mean? It's not like year-round dislike with New Orleans and Atlanta, but you have a lot of teams that for a particular week they don't like each other, and it just was the Colts kind of stirring the pot a little bit.
I dug it. You know, like the NBA, we always joke around. Some of these guys, it's like, man, you think they're going to just start making out at half court. I mean, the NFL does have dudes. And again, you'll have a prayer circle after the game, and guys dap each other if they know each other. But there still is rivalries. You talked about it. The stuff in that division you played in between Cincinnati and Cleveland, you know, and the Steelers and the Ravens, I mean, that's just pure hate.
Exactly. Pure hate, and it's not going anywhere. And get this, guys. It's not just pure hate amongst the players. It's pure hate amongst the fan base, which makes it even better. You guys despise and hate anything New Orleans Saints related. And when they come to Atlanta, you guys are disrespectful to them. You wish them bad. You don't wish them well about anything. And that's how it is, vice versa. And it's supposed to be that way, in my opinion.
I'm fascinated by what the owners are going to talk about next week here, BMAC and flag football. How prevalent, and I don't know how closely you follow flag football or all this stuff, but like, how prevalent do you think the NFL players are going to be if this passes and they're allowed to play in the 2028 LA Olympics?
Yo, I think they're going to be very, very prevalent in terms of this being new, brand new. Number one, being able to achieve a gold medal. And most NFL players, when you come into the league, that's something that you don't think you ever would have an opportunity to achieve. Now they have an opportunity to achieve a gold medal, compete for your country, and this is a brand new event. Oh my goodness, you probably got to turn some players around and turn them back and say, no, we don't have enough room for you. And if you're an NFL organization, are you really elated about this opportunity?
Ooh,
because do you want to have some of your star players, like Atlanta, would you want a Bijan Robinson playing flag football in the Olympics? Really?
No. No, I wouldn't. No, I would not. No. I mean, think about, Robert Edwards from Georgia running on the beach in a Pro Bowl back in the day? No, I don't want any extracurricular. I don't want Acuna playing Winter League ball. I want these guys in bubble wrap, man. I know you can't do that,
B. See, that's the thing. If they make it available and if there's no ramifications for an NFL player to do so, and as an NFL, you have to oblige by that, you might have some of your star players say, hey, I want to participate. And all it takes is one injury to change all of that. Because to your point, Robert Evers, they used to have that 707 flag in the beach every year in and year out until that devastating injury happened. And then they changed the guard of that. So that's what it would have to take, because I agree with you. Whoever I'm rooting for, I don't want none of my best players participating in something that is a big deal, but it's not the biggest deal because they don't cut the biggest check for you.
Right. It is kind of funny this year. Remember, we have, of course, everyone knows the Dream Team. Then we had this 3-on-3 stuff. Did you see the guys we had representing the USA in the 3-on-3?
Yeah.
Canyon Berry, Kareem Matt, Jimmer Fredette. I mean, it was like, I mean, it's almost like they didn't know what to do with it. You know, I mean, and it would be interesting to see, are you going to have college players doing it if we actually do have flag football in the Olympics? That's a great question. I'm sorry I mocked you at first. It's our man Brian McFadden here, guys, before we cut you loose. All right, man, we think we're going to be better on defense. We think we believe in Michael Penix Jr., but Vegas still got us at 7.5. I mean, we're not going to make you go win-loss, but you think we win more than 8 games this year, bro?
I think so. I think it's doable. I can tell you this much, though, guys. By October, you're going to know everything you need to know about Atlanta. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you look at the 4 games, home Tampa, on the road Minnesota, on the road Carolina, home Washington. By those 4 games, and then you get the bye, you're going to know everything you need to know. So if you're Atlanta, if you can get out of that 4-game stretch 3-1, 2 victories coming against divisional foes, you're pretty much in a good position. Because after the bye, you get Buffalo at home, which is a plus. So that 4-game stretch could either be the telling sign of something potentially great happening for Atlanta, or the telling sign that we're not quite there yet, in my opinion.
Great stuff, BMAC, as always, man. Appreciate it. Don't forget, guys, his conversation with Michael Penix Jr. It's up there on YouTube. I know we've retweeted it. It's out there. It's a great conversation. Thanks again.
Yes, sir.
That's our man, B-Mac. We'll come back, guys. If you didn't hear the story, Caleb Williams and his dad's comments, which got a lot of folks saying, you know, maybe some of the folks were right about Caleb Williams. I still believe in this guy in the NFL, but he's not making it easy. We'll explain coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. Oh, yeah. Friday in Paradise, Maine. This hour of the show brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. So Carl posted video. He was going through TSA. Day-Day, what kind of crazy vacations is he pulling, man? He's been off all week. He's just now getting the airport?
I'm slowly learning in my time with you guys that he is quite the man of mystery.
I told you, he's cryptic Carl, man. He don't tell his partner nothing. Now, again, I mean, he's afraid something will case his house while he's gone. I don't know, man. Like they do to Dodgers and Lakers players out in Los Angeles. But, I mean, he's got security. I mean, he's got stuff, a system. But anyway, and good neighbors. But anyway, Carl's back Monday with us. Abe's been doing a great job filling in. Abe Gordon. Just real quick before we get to this Caleb Williams story, in our conversation with Brian, I was literally like, what? Because I literally forgot, and you brought it up, that we're going to have flag football in the Olympics in L.A. in 2028.
Yeah, and I've watched
Now, who the hell's going to watch this crap? I mean, who's going to? I mean,
me.
Who's interested in this?
Me.
Yeah.
I've been watching a couple different flag football tournaments, Team USA, like if I can find them on YouTube.
You really are like the guy
in
dodgeball. Anything on ESPN, ain't the Ocho, you're
like,
watching.
Yeah, and I'll tell you if I don't watch a sport. Like, I have watched flag football. Like, I'm the one that's like kind of holding up here and be like, I get that some NFL players would make for good flag football's stars. I just don't know if it correlates the same way a lot of people do. I think the quarterbacks specifically would have a very tough time adjusting.
Well, remember we had that audio we used to play? And I apologize. I don't put Dom on the spot. But there was some guy from some like flag football league last year.
Yeah, Doucette.
Doucette, who said like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes, he's good. But, of course, he can't do what I do.
And it's
like,
he's essentially the U.S. national team quarterback football for
but again,
the
it's like being the world's tallest little person. Who gives a crap? I mean, it's such a – I mean, I'm sorry. I just have – flag football is something – I get it.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
That was it. My IQ of the game. Yeah. That was it. No, and I mean, look, for instance, until you have tackle football for women, you got girls who play flag football, that's great. That's a great entree, and the NFL's got a huge initiative for flag football. But for men to play flag – I'm not watching that. I don't care. Well, I'm sorry. I have no interest in that, wrapping it up in the American flag and putting it in the Olympics.
Yeah, well, you just touched on that. The NFL is pushing, you know, they do have a big initiative to bring flag football into the forefront. So, you know, it's not going to be, I wouldn't be surprised, to Abe's point, that you get an approval. The question is, though, to B-Mac's point, like, you don't want your star guys. Like, what guys are going to be part of this team?
I mean, you're right. You're gonna say, well, you can have one of my backups. I mean, every spot on a 53-man roster is budgeted, is important. That's why I have the practice squad. So, I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to do this, that's why I referenced our three-man basketball team, which is a bunch of bums. Yeah. And apparently, I don't even know who won the Olympics, but it wasn't us as far as the gold medal for 3-on-3 basketball.
No, I would imagine he was either a European team or maybe Brazil. And the women got the bronze, and I know Haley Van Lith was part of that. And one of the members was from the Atlanta Dream was on that squad as well. I'm trying to remember who. But I would almost be interested in, like, if they're trying to combine this flag football down the
Netherlands, that hotbed of basketball, edged France in overtime to win the 3-on-3 gold medal. The men's game had Jimmer Fredette and a bunch of washed-up dudes. It was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I told you it was Europe. Right. What about, like, a big three-style league, though, for a couple of NFL players who have retired from the league for physical reasons or age reasons, still get out there, do some stuff? The NFL could partner with that. I think that'd be of interest. I think you get some people watching it if it did have former NFL stars. But look, the risk factor for a team,
right?
It is terrifying. It really is.
I love the fact that you will watch this stuff. Yeah. To me, you know, there's the NFL. There's college football, my two big passions. I love motorsports. Okay, I wouldn't expect you to watch rugby. I played rugby for a couple of years.
But
it's tough for the uninitiated to explain what's going on with it, the pacing. That's why the sevens is much more fun to watch quicker. But as far as some of this stuff, there's enough sports and there's enough programming out there. I just have no time for this ESPN 8 The O Show, which I know, like, I'm not trying to be disparaging.
Yeah.
But if you find that, like, people like what they like, if you want to watch darts on TV or billiards or cornhole,
I literally watch all of those things.
Well, what about
you? Need to get a freaking girlfriend. We need one yesterday for
what's
you.
What's the spring league? Give those guys an opportunity.
So, but that's what I was going to bring up.
Thank you.
I'm much more likely to watch flag football that I don't see all the time than I am to watch the UFL, which I know is second tier.
I'm
much more likely to watch this other sport where it just feels different.
No, I mean, for me, like, I love the USFL when I was a kid because they outbid the best young stars. Right. You know, Reggie White, Herschel Walker, Jim Kelly, Steve Young, all those guys were in. You know, Bobby Hebert played. We were talking about Bobby. I was making money with the Michigan Panthers. But, I mean, the NFL, you know, wasn't willing to spend. Eventually, all those guys, you know, come over. There's a great 30 for 30 on it. And our president kind of screwed the pooch on the USFL. I'm not making a political statement. You can look it up. But it's now, the USFL now, it's crap. It's the UFL. That's not even close. It's not even remote. It's guys who can't cut it in the NFL. One or two guys may make an NFL roster. Yippee. I'm not watching it. You know, I mean, I love football, but not that kind of football. It's because you just said it. The level of it is just not. It's subpar. It's semi-pro.
I also think, like, not having football, and I know the league's going whatever, but, like, not having it is also what creates the hunger for a schedule release or for the draft, or certainly for training camp, spring, preseason, and then the season. Is that you did have a little bit of break from it.
Couple guys, by the way, asked us about the Mina Kimes. If you missed the audio, we'll play it for you later. Some guys are saying she's actually disparaging Atlanta, and it's sort of a pat on the head for Atlanta sports fandom. We'll dive into that. She basically said we're the best football fans in the country, and some guys now are reacting, but I thought it was actually pretty nice. Hey, one thing for sure, Caleb Williams probably maybe wishes he wasn't so forthcoming talking to an author about a book. Seth Wickersham writing American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. There's a couple of pro quarterbacks. There's a college quarterback who was in a big car accident, LSU. He's talking to him. But the big thing that's making the ink right now as he's promoting the book nationally is Caleb Williams reportedly trying to avoid going to the Bears. He and his father are basically saying the Bears are where pros go to die at the quarterback position. And if you go there, you know, maybe just like Eli and his family tried to move him to the Giants over the Chargers, the perception the Spanos family was a bad franchise. John Elway and his father years ago trying to get him away from Frank Kush and the Ursays and then the Baltimore Colts into Denver. And then that's why people, when guys want to talk about if Deion wasn't even doing any of that with Shedeur Sanders, just Shedeur maybe big-timed a couple of teams at the Combine. But what do you make of Caleb Williams maybe thinking of trying to find a legal way to go to the UFL? NFL or somebody to avoid the NFL draft.
Yeah, all of this is from Carl Williams, his dad, as you mentioned. It's just interesting for it to come out now, because what's the value of saying it now? I know Andy and Randy kind of talked about this, but all you're doing at this point is tanking a relationship that doesn't need to be tanked. I'll say this. At the end of the day, it sounds like the Williams family looked at all the options and said, these are some really stupid alternative options. And the idea of playing in the spring league, and you know he would have to join the NFL as an undrafted free agent.
Right.
And that means no guaranteed contract. That means no rookie pay scale or first-round pick pay scale. And most teams don't have salary to add undrafted free agents as significant contracts. He would have made pennies.
Right.
On the dollar for what he made.
Remember, we used to have the supplemental draft back in the day in the NFL. There was a secondary draft. That's the one that
they still kind of have it. Yeah, but it costs you so much to take the pick.
But Caleb Williams, I mean, go back to the comments in the book. You know, his dad basically saying Shane Waldron. Yeah, Shane Waldron is a bad offensive coordinator. He got fired by the Bears, and the team was terrible. They didn't build anything around him. Now, I think since they brought Ben Johnson in, the business model from the Lions about building up the trenches, getting that right, better skill position pieces around him. But there was a knock on Caleb Williams. And again, it's a personal style thing. It doesn't mean anything if the guy carries a man purse or has a pink phone or polishes his nails. But guys are making this into something. So if you're one of those OGs that was basically kind of making sort of snide comments about Caleb Williams, now it's just kind of further fuel to the fire. Ah, I thought he was too big for the NFL. He doesn't want to go to a bad football team. Meh. You know, those guys.
Yeah, and I don't know what timeline changed all this, because if I'm Caleb Williams and they had told me, hey, we're going to draft Rome Odunze after we take you, we're going to get DJ Moore in the house, we signed Keenan Allen, right? And then in year two, we're going to add two starting members to the offensive line. We're going to bulk up the D with Grady Jarrett. Like, this is a team that is putting money into building around him.
But, you know, I said it all last year. Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels played against better competition. Caleb Williams, of course, goes from Oklahoma out to the West. And then, as we said, kind of like Mike Vick, the next to last year was better than his last year at USC. Like, I don't care if a guy gets emotional. All this stuff. I was defending Caleb Williams at the time because all these guys were crapping on him for his aesthetic. You know, something that had nothing to do with football. But now it's like, okay, interesting. It's if you didn't like him and you hear this, you're not going to like him. But I do think it's not the first quarterback who's looked at where he's going and saying, my God, this organization is terrible. And Shane Waldron was a bad OC. And the coach, Eberflus, was a bad hire. They should have fired Eberflus. And when you're going to go all that money you're investing into a number one draft pick, it made no sense to not go with an offensive-minded quarterback, a coach to work with your quarterback. Problem was, Ben Johnson wasn't ready to get off the porch that year.
Yeah.
Remember, Ben Johnson finally gets off the porch this year, wasn't ready to go, you know, become a head coach. He turned down a lot of job offers, if you believe what was written about him last year.
And at the time, again, at the time, Chicago was pretty barren. By the time Ben Johnson took it, They were kind of stacked. But it's the same thing. Like, was he wrong? Like, was he wrong that Chicago's the place quarterback
no,
to go to?
No, and as I said, it's just, if you don't like him already, that's why I just think, you know, same thing that applied to Shedeur Sanders. Deion basically recused himself from that process. If Shedeur maybe had some bad interviews or he big time because he knew a team wasn't going to be drafting him, and that got around the league where all of a sudden it was collusion to let him drop all the way to the fifth round. Like I said, because Archie Manning is revered and the Mannings are just thought of as so different, you know, and yeah, I get the racial component comes in too, but, you know, the Manning family didn't want to go then it was San Diego, and manipulated him to the Giants. That happened. Elway did it too. But in this case, maybe Caleb Williams should have said this out loud, because the Bears weren't coming off it. I just think at the end of the day, this is not a make or break, but darn, it's close, isn't it, for him with Ben Johnson? Because you just said all the things they've added in addition to the moves that were made last year. Jaden Daniels is so far down the road over what Caleb Williams is, because that Commanders team wasn't complete by any stretch, and he made things happen.
Caleb did finish the season strong, though.
Correct. Like Drake May did, too, just nobody saw it. Hey, man, it's 4th and 1 right there, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out, guys, at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Day-Day is just brimming with stuff that he wants to put out on the street. That didn't sound right. It's a Yeah Man, No Man coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah, guys having trouble with their dirty balls up there at Quail Hollow. I can't believe they're not letting these PGA guys pick up, clean the ball off, put it back down, because the ground is pretty wet. I just saw a piece of video where Shane Lowry, who runs a little hot, the Irishman, he's got a ball that's basically embedded, Abe, in the ground. I mean, it's like literally, you only see half of the ball, and they won't let him like lift and replace, so he just wax and just doesn't go anywhere. And then he just goes, son of a blank, and he just smashes the club right back into the divot. So that's not good. You got to
I mean, you were talking about it earlier. I love those outbursts.
Me too.
From those guys. Makes it feel like the common man has a little bit of familiarity with these guys.
Right. That's why I always pull for John Rahm, because he says a lot of the same things I say on the golf course. Hey, man, real quick, before we get to Day-Day, and yeah, man, no, man, speaking of the PGA, an update, guys. We got the PGA Championship in Charlotte covered all weekend long. Leaderboard brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Come visit our new locations, bro. And by Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. Matter of fact, I got some of the Georgia Hemp Company, that balm on my back today, man. My lower back, all that stuff does the trick, man. I'm able to move, Joe, after doing all my yard work. Yard work. I know. I know. I should just hire somebody. Carl says it. Hey, man, where was I? Oh, yeah, the PGA Championship, the leaderboard. Johnny Vegas, 8-under today. How about that? He is 1-under for his round, 8-under overall. Matthew Pavon from France, Abe. He's at 6-under. Alex Smalley at 6-under. Max Homa at 5-under. A lot of dudes I never heard of, so we'll move on down. Bryson DeChambeau at 3-under today. And we got some other guys that are still out there, like Scottie Scheffler. He just moved to 3-under. He's 1-under for the round. And we'll see. The cut number right now projected to be 1-over, which means Rory McIlroy's got to get it in gear right now. He's 2-over.
Yeah, I think he just birdied, and so that may have dropped him back to 1-over. Also, Smalley, as you just mentioned, he just passed Pavone. He's birdied 3 of the last 4.
Hey, man,
he's now just 1 off the lead.
Updates on the PGA all weekend long right here on 92.9 The Game Now. Yeah, man, no, man.
We made it.
Hey, man. Hey, Tuesday I was about to choke Abe out, but we got together. You know, booze brings people together.
Booze and burgers.
No, it's been great. As I said to start the program, I misunderstood you, Abe. I'm not going to have trepidation when I look at the schedule and I see, you know, Carl's out and Abe is filling in. Because, you know, you got great takes, man. You got a lot of passion, you know, and you're a little crazy, though. I mean, you watch a lot of crap that you could not pin me to watch when it comes to sports.
All right. Well, speaking of watching, guys, Ray Lewis took to social media to announce he signed with Paradigm Talent Agency and also a few things in the works, including a documentary. Yeah, man, no, man, you would be all in on a Ray Lewis documentary.
How in-depth are we going to get?
Thank you.
Like, does Kobo and Buckhead come up?
Now, for years, I've talked about this with people. Sometimes it comes up outside Atlanta. I've always had Ray's back. Let me explain, because I know two guys lost their lives, and I understand the families, you know, are upset about that, understandably. I was there all weekend when Buckhead was Buckhead. I was in Cobalt for three nights. The MVP party one night was insane. Still one of my great all-time memories, Abe, did shots with Paul Horning. I wish my dad saw that one, man. That was one of the all-time. But anyway, I digress. There were so many wannabes. This happens at every Super Bowl. People that want to come in and be in on the scene. And I always felt, you know, you got to know your role. If you're going to hit a guy over the head with a champagne bottle leaving a club, you got to know who he's running with, because you may die. And they did. Yeah. And now what happens afterwards, as far as what Ray did, how much they covered up, where the fur coat went, what got dumped in a dumpster, what never made it. And then, of course, our DA chickened out on trying to go for the gusto. But either way, I would love to get underneath the fingernails of that story, but is Ray going to be that forthcoming?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Mike. If you're going to tell the story, you got to tell all of the story.
Right,
and
right.
I just don't imagine that they would.
I mean, if you're going to grab, Ray Lewis is with some dudes from South Florida, and you're going to make some comment about a girl they're with, okay, you're taking your life in your own hands, Playboy. You know, and don't get this twisted. I'm not rationalizing it. But if you go after somebody, which they allegedly did, that's the old line that you started it, they finished it. And of course, then it was murder. I get it. But you go back, and there's so much stuff I would love to know, Abe, about this, and I don't think we know anything. I'm just going with what I've been told from people who used to be in Atlanta Police Department, some guys that worked at the club back in the day. So that's why I'm just giving you my information.
Yeah, and again, in terms of a documentary, for me, if you're going to get to a part and then skip ahead, don't make it at all.
That's a huge chapter. Yeah. And by the way, nobody, arguably in the history of sports, has ever rehabilitated his image from where he was then.
Like he has.
Fast forward to where he's the face of the NFL.
Yeah.
He does all this nonprofit charity work with law enforcement up and down the East Coast, in South Florida, in the Charm City. I mean, and you know, Ray's a guy, it could never happen.
It's certainly way different, but I think A-Rod also did a little bit of rehab for his personality.
Right, but I mean, but that's
a
murder
case. It's way different. No, I agree. Yeah. It's way different.
Well, he's not an athlete, but you could almost put Snoop in that category, too.
Right.
Because remember, Snoop was 18, 19, he had that murder charge against him. So, all right, let's keep
it. Murder was a case that they wrote. Anyway, sorry.
Speaking of more watching, Abe, you touched on this the other day, and I have this theory. So you guys were talking, about the NBA playoffs, and we were talking about whether or not, like, just the casual fan is in tune, you know, when it comes to viewership and whatnot. And part of my theory is the lack of familiarity in college football may be playing a role in what we see with viewership in the NBA. And when I say that, let me explain, like the one and dones. Like, they're in the era of, you know, the 80s, 90s, when guys stuck around 3 years minimum,
right.
You knew who guys were, guys spread around. Like, when guys got into the league, almost every team had names you're familiar with, right? And that seems to not be the case today. As much as people should know who SGA is and some of these other guys, it just seems like the parody of names around the league isn't what it used to be, and I feel like that may be playing a role.
I do think there's part of that that is true, is that the you're not familiar with names coming into the draft, and so you don't really follow them and where they went. I also think the NBA does a pretty bad job of telling its own story, and we've talked about this for Major League Baseball, which is why it's declined. They just do a bad job. I think if you're into the NBA, you love what they're putting out, but for the casual fans, they probably need more 7 o'clock tip times instead of 7:30, 8, 8:30, I think, because people go to bed or do whatever they have to do by halftime. I just don't think they do a great job of explaining the up-and-coming teams.
But to Day-Day's point, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you knew every, I mean, I could give you the starting five on every team in the Big East, even like Seton Hall before they were good.
Right.
You know, you knew everybody in the ACC. You knew everybody Bobby Kremers was recruiting. You know, was going to stick around. But you don't have that now. And, you know, I watched the Rick Pitino and I watched the Calipari documentaries this year. So I knew more about St. John's than I have probably since Walter Berry and Chris Mullin were there, you know. Yeah, but you knew those guys, you know. And you knew George. It made for a better college product. It made for better March Madness. It made for a better NBA product. And it's one of those arguments when you talk, like if somebody came from Mars and you explain, The NFL, they got to wait 3 years before they go to the pros. Why can't they do that in the NBA? Exactly. Well, the NBA's got a stronger union.
I will say they're all players who, like, supersede that, right? Like, Cooper Flagg is of such interest, even though it was only 1 year in college. He supersedes that. A guy like John I. Broome, who was National Player of the Year along with Cooper Flagg, and all, no one really paying attention. Right. I mean, Mike, you've got a Florida team that just won the national championship. They don't have any real legitimate top prospects. I know Clayton and Condon and Chinyelu and some of these guys may get drafted, but we're not talking about top 15. So even the great teams in college basketball don't necessarily have great players for you to then follow at the next level.
At the next level, exactly. So, all right, good stuff. Last one for you guys. Mike, this one's right up your wheelhouse, man.
Lay it on me, Joe.
All right, looks like Tom Brady is going to be featured in a ride-along called Fastest Seat in Sports with Jimmy Johnson. It's all tied into Indy. So, yeah, man, no, man. Brady can help boost Indy interest.
Yeah, well, first off, I love, and again, this Abe, we just talked about stuff that Abe watches that nobody watches. Nobody watches IndyCar other than the Indy 500. I go over to Barber Motorsports this year. It was the same weekend as Formula One, so I was out of Miami. I love this stuff. My dad loved it. I dig it. But Fox, it's a big boom to have Fox have this because NBC people is getting lost. And this is great. And have Brady out there, it's going to be great. This is a two-seater IndyCar. Usually in the old days, Mario Andretti would drive people around. Eventually said, Mario, you're in your 80s. You can't be driving this thing. You're like 180 miles an hour. The joke is Jimmy Johnson's driving the car. Jimmy did a couple of years in IndyCar after NASCAR, and Abe, it wasn't good. So I joked around on Twitter yesterday. I said, I hope Tom has his affairs in order because Jimmy Johnson in open wheel, it isn't great, but this is going to be cool. We're going to be sitting in turn one. A couple of years ago when they were promoting Ford versus Ferrari, it was so cool. We had Matt Damon and Christian Bale right in front of us. Wow. I put the photos up on Twitter. So it's always kind of neat to have the celebs, but nothing bigger than having Tom Brady out there. Be great to hear him going, oh my God, as he's doing like 200 miles an hour into turn one.
I actually got to go the other way on this. This is a no man, in my opinion. And it is great to have Brady. I'm not discouraging what you said. I just don't know if Brady is drawing in anyone who wouldn't already be watching F1. I think for those of us who are watching and paying attention to the Indy 500 or whatever race, it's great to see and it's fun entertainment, but are you going out of your way because he's there? I don't know if there's a population of that, so I would say no, it's not going to increase, but it might be incredibly entertaining.
But it's also more or less, it's cross-pollination for Fox Football and the Fox broadcast platform.
That's right.
So you promote Tom and anything.
I think several other NFL analysts are going to be a part of some of the indie stuff as well.
It's
with
cool.
Fox.
Like I said, and you know, for guys, I've talked to folks because we every once in a while I hear Steak do it or Andy Randall bring it up with Bo Johnson. Like, what's your bucket list? You've never done the Indy 500, have you?
No, I've been there on a non-race, obviously, because I went to college in Indiana. But Kentucky Derby and Indy 5, never on race.
Yeah, that's week. And Data, you've never done the Indy 500.
No.
You know what? Maybe next. You know what? We'll rope you into that next year, man.
Sounds good.
Because I tell you what, I've never taken someone there and they never wanted not to come back.
Nice.
Every matter of fact, I'm taking the dude to his third in a row now. My buddy Scotty played football at Mizzou. I'm taking Don Mojito is going to his first one this year. So it's really kind of cool, man. It's like Wrigley Field meets Daytona. And it's just nothing like it. And I've said this before, when there's like 350,000 people in attendance, it's the largest single sporting event on the planet. And it's Memorial Day weekend. So when they play Taps and you got over 300,000 people being stone cold quiet, I get goosebumps talking about it. And the flyover, whoa.
Man.
And then they fire it up. Sing Back Home Again in Indiana, Abe.
All right, guys.
By the way, you know the lyrics?
No, we didn't. That wasn't
How
our
How do you not? You went to school there.
That wasn't our fight song. What
but
do you
I mean,
want from me?
Back home again in Indiana. Can't believe it.
All right, guys. That's
the
my
one
yeah,
thing
man,
he doesn't
no,
know.
I know,
the
right?
The one thing he doesn't
you stopped
know.
Stop them. That's
unbelievable.
It for me, guys.
Unbelievable. That's our man, Day-Day, with some Yeah Man, No Man. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We got that audio we didn't get to yesterday about Kirby. How are you going to get top five big money recruits to make less money than your established starters on your football program? Can Kirby pull that off? We'll talk about it next in the Dog Report. Abe and for Carl on Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.